Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rather by Rice, not a court, to the left corner. Hit 3-point on the way. Got it. In the deep left corner, Darius Adams, his first three of the night and his first points of the night. Nice move by Jones to go in. Swatted away from the left side. The weak side came Pharrell Payne and knocked that baby out of bounds on the far side and knocked it off a Wagner player. Good hustle by Darius Adams to come up with that loose ball. And there's the alley-oop inside to Washington. And they convert on a tremendous alley-oop. Oh, my goodness.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You heard that game right here on 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, this is one of those games you talk about. They did everything they were supposed to, right? Maybe you felt they should have a bigger lead at the half. Payne has a double-double, drops 30. Rice had five steals in the game. I mean, this is what you're supposed to do to an inferior opponent. I'm still trying to figure out what type of team we have on our hands, because, you know, they faced two really good teams and didn't match up early in the season. I don't know that anyone expected them to, but I don't think you expected two big blowouts. But we've seen them win some other games against kind of like teams, if you will.
To me, the first half is indicative of the type of team you have. They're up 7 against Wagner. The second half is indicative of the type of coaching staff you have. They win the second half by 19. I think the adjustments that were made at the half were what you can expect from Buzz Williams. I do. I think right now he's probably cooking with ingredients that aren't quite as good as they need to be. I think Payne is a phenomenal player. Naturally, he had 30 points last night in 29 minutes, although 14 of those points were from the free throw line. But I don't think this team is – I think they'll have problems in the Big Ten.
Well, think about this. It's kind of similar to the situation what we talked about with Lane Kiffin, right? Like, at some point, Ole Miss has to deal with picking up all the pieces, the loss of coaches, the loss of players, right, and the transfer portal, mm-hmm, and all the other loss of recruits. How are we getting back in recruiting now? And where do we go? We got to hit the transfer portal, all those things. This is what Buzz Williams had to do, and I think even later in the game than you would have wanted.
Right.
Like, they at least know ahead of time what's coming up. Like, Kevin Willard kind of kept Maryland hanging until what? We got through a little bit into March Madness, and then
what
the speculation
was. It's similar, though? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's comparable.
Okay.
Like, he's trying to pick up the pieces like Ole Miss is going to have to.
Right.
And I think he did a good job bringing some guys in. We just don't know what we have yet.
He does. You know, and I think those.
I'm saying we don't.
I know what you're saying, but he does. And that, to me, that second half is a coach, Ed, saying, okay, all right, we saw that first half. It wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Let's do that. He played chess. Second half, he played chess. He knew what he had.
Yeah, I mean, it matters. I mean, it's like if you adjust and you change what you're doing and you come out in the second half of any sport, it counts just as much as the first half, and that's what good teams do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a big criticism I hear of fans about the Ravens, is they're not adjusting after seeing what's not working. They're just abandoning, you know, things like the run. But back to basketball. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who this team is. But I do like the coach. At least I like what he has to say. And just, you know, I think it'll be good for the program. You know, just his outward appearance stuff. And you liked it before he got here, didn't you, Rob?
I love him.
Yeah.
I wanted him when they got Turgeon.
Yeah.
That was his name came up when they hired Mark Turgeon. I didn't dislike the Mark Turgeon hire.
Right.
I did. I loved it. But I wanted Buzz Williams.
Yeah.
It's the analytical guys that weren't huge fans of Buzz Williams, because he's more of, I'm not saying he doesn't have any of that in his game, but, like, you know, if you look at their numbers, they're not going to be this top offense. That's Buzz Williams has never had that type of team. He's had a lot of gritty teams that play as a, you know, a certain brand of basketball. And I'm not saying they can't have an up-tempo offense or anything like that, but I think the analytical guys will look at it and they want these guys that create these systems like Nate Oates has where, hey, we're going to score 80-some points a game. Who's going to stop us doing that? And if, by the way, if anybody beats us, we're still playing a really fun brand of basketball for viewers.
Yeah.
Because Nate Oates' team would give up 90 points just like they scored. They play no defense. Defense is optional on that team.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about it last year. That was the big thing of, like, can Alabama make a run and win a championship? They were a lot like the old Phoenix Suns teams that Mike D'Antoni had, where it's like, yeah, in the regular season, you're just going to run teams out of the gym. But in the postseason, when teams take the air out of the ball or slow the game down, and now defense is actually being played and guys care about the games, it changes. There's no doubt like that you see those teams struggle.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's going on with you over there, Ed, with your smile? You with the smile. What's going on?
This sucks because we're on camera now. I can't even have inside jokes in my head.
Well,
I'm just thinking, I wonder, it just made me think about something somebody said about me. I wonder if Buzz Williams is thought of as not an analytic guy because of the way he presents. Kind of rough around the edges, regular guy, the way he speaks. I think people mistake that. And it just reminded me of one of my security detail. He's now the president of the FOP. I'm going to throw you under the bus there, Mike Mancuso. Mike was asked, because when people wonder what I was like when I was new here, because, you know, the way I present, Mike was with me every day. So the cops were asking Mike, so what's he really like? You know, and he goes, oh, yeah, he's a good guy. He goes, you never know it, but he's really smart. It's like, wow. It's
like, oh, thanks, buddy.
You never know it. Yes. It's been worse. Somebody says, I don't believe you.
You know, that's kind of like.
But it was like such a backhanded compliment. I'm still one of my best friends here, but I love it. I just found it very funny. You never know it, but he's really smart.
That's like the best compliment I was ever paid here by upper management. You're not as much of an F up anymore.
Yeah, just say that.
Oh. Great. Thank you. What?
As much as.
Yeah.
I mean, you still
I am.
Who was that?
Brian Levy.
Was it?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's
what I thought.
That's a man, baby.
I thought that was him. I need to walk.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to leave until our commercial break. You okay? You're not allowed to go.
Where do you have to go? You have nowhere to go.
Busy guy.
You have absolutely nowhere to go. Don't leave.
Yeah, you're Richard Gere and an officer and a gentleman.
He's changed, man. He used to have the bedhead and walk around. And
he's got a hat on. You may have
it. Flip flops and his shorts. And
I don't think that guy's ever going to change.
It's almost like 26 degrees outside.
Just, hey, Rob. He has even scratching his belly. I love that dude, man. He left too soon when I got here. Maybe it was me.
Yeah, I think you chased him away.
It was.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn will give you his world. It's stupid. At 7:30, don't go anywhere. But on the other side, Ed Norris, you going to do the hockey?
Go do the hockey. Got some caps to talk about. Somebody returns to the NHL after a scandal. There's a lot of stuff going on in the NHL.
105.7 The Fan's hockey expert, Ed Norris, up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's you.
A 2-on-1 coming the other way. Ovechkin coming with McMichael. McMichael holding the pass in front. They score! Beauvillier, the trailer with 18:42 to go here in the third. It's 2-1 Washington.
Courtesy of the Capitals Radio Network. Ed Norris, you got the notes that I gave you earlier for the second?
I didn't get a look at them, but I got them.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I got them in front of me right now. Yes, and the Caps are actually playing well. 3-1, they got a West Coast series right now. They're playing the Kings, the Sharks, and the Ducks. So they're out at the West
Coast.
The Jets
coming too?
Huh?
You said the Sharks. Will the Jets be there?
The Jets are later, yes.
I know you guys are big musical fans, you too.
I'm not a musical fan. Yeah. I'm a West Side Story fan.
I do like West Side Story, though.
Yeah, I didn't like Grease and none of that.
It's a musical.
So they're out in the West Coast. The Caps having a good season, actually. And I don't know if people are surprised or what. They are tied with the Hurricanes atop the Metropolitan Division. Hurricanes are favored to go to the Stanley Cup.
Is it sustainable or no?
Yeah, they're playing well. The only problem is 5-on-5, they're hard to beat. The special teams suck. And they got a kicker? Yeah. Yes.
The kicker was okay. The punter.
The punt return is awful. They're 29th in penalty kill in the league and 19th in power play goals. So their special teams are just not as good. But 5-on-5, they're really good. And Tom Wilson is having an incredible year.
He scored last night, right? First goal.
Was it first goal?
Yeah, I think it was the first goal.
But he's having a great season.
Hockey expert?
I'm not.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not. Right. But one thing we mentioned, you talk about Wilson, though. He's one of those guys, Joe knows this, he is one of my favorite NHL players.
Because he's dirty?
Yes. No, because he's physical. And I don't think he gets enough credit, though, for being a really good player. Because he is a really good hockey player. He's not a goon. He can play. Because a lot of guys, you know, like...
Is he Hines Ward, essentially? Like, if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not, you hate his guts.
Yes.
Because
That's a good comparison.
I hear other hockey fans talk about him like he's the dirtiest son of a bitch in the league.
No.
The women love him.
Yeah. It's just...
My friend Lisa was sitting next to me at the cigar spot last night. Her husband was sitting next to her. She said, "That's my future ex-husband." And he looked at her like, huh?
A Tom Wilson.
We're still married. So you go through two of us. Yeah, but
Tom, he has 16 goals this year. He's a, you know, he's
girl B.A. Betty Ann loves him.
Tied for 6 in goals in the NHL. But he is. He's a tough guy. He keeps things squared away on the ice, but he's having a good season. He is probably, I think he's going to the Olympics.
The
Caps. Yeah, because the team's not selected yet. But it's in the, you know, it's in the winter. It's February. So I just think he's going to be going.
How old is he?
Mid-30s? Wilson, he's got to be.
50?
Probably early 30s. I'm saying he's 31.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like since I've been watching hockey, he's been a thing.
Well, you're watching it for 2 years, so yeah.
I feel like when I went to the playoffs with my friends like 10 years ago, I feel like he was on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. But he is. But, I mean, he's playing really well. And,
those dirty goons hang around for a while.
Yeah.
He's just younger than I thought.
He's really, really not.
Is this unusual for the amount of goals that he scored so far? Because he leads the team in goals. Yeah. Isn't that kind of unusual for him?
Well, we have, he has a Kovechkin on the team, yes. But he's one of the top scorers in the league. I say he's tied for 6th. So he's having a really good year. But also, Logan Thompson's having an amazing year, the goalie. They're getting some great goaltending from him. He's 2nd in the league in goals against. He's also another one that apparently a lot of Olympic scouts have been in the last couple of games.
He's been around since 2013.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. So he started like
they're
super
like basketball
young.
Because they start, they start young. They
so that's why I thought he was so much older.
Yeah.
I said about 10 years. Yeah, he hasn't been around that long.
He's been around that long. But if you're a Caps fan, they're having a great year. We'll talk about, if we have time, talk about the Olympics in a second. But remember Carter Hart? Of course you don't. But... Do you remember the guys that got in trouble for the sexual assault case in Canada years ago? I think it was 5 players. He played for the Flyers at the time. He's been acquitted.
He's coming back.
He came back. He debuted last night for the Golden
fully
Knights.
Fully
acquitted. So he's back in the league because the Flyers let him go. He's back in the league. It was kind of an emotional night. He was in goal last night for the Golden Knights. They win 4-3 over the Blackhawks in overtime. But he shed some tears when he got an ovation because he got a real warm welcome.
Was it that at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not going to receive that welcome on the road.
No, but nobody does.
But I'm saying that. No. I'm saying, like, it gets used against you. Like, Josh Giddey, for people that don't know this, the story was that he slept with an underage girl.
Right.
And come to find out, she snuck into a club that was for 18 and over, told him she was 18, and now everybody calls him pedo everywhere he goes.
Yeah, sure.
Whenever he's on, he just had a guy kicked out of an arena because the guy's calling him a pedophile. And it's like, what do you, like... Now he has to deal with that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll be the same way for this guy.
I'm sure. It's like the Duke lacrosse kids.
That's a very, very, very bad situation. I mean, I don't want to get too far off topic, but if you're him, do you sue that club?
I mean, I guess he could. I've never heard that he went after them or anything. But I mean, she also lied too.
But you let someone underage in. You put me in that situation.
I would think that's a viable lawsuit.
You put me in that situation.
If you overserve somebody and they kill somebody, you can sue. I mean, that happens when people overserve. I don't even know if that's fair, but it's a thing. And here, it's, you know, right. But I feel bad for club owners. There's so much good fake ID out there now that it's really hard to police. But, yeah. It is hard. But again, Carter Hart, he's one of those guys. And they had, you know, it was a terrible allegation. It was suspended from hockey.
So does he go? He goes back to the team that he
did not.
Oh,
so he was with the Flyers. He's with the Golden Knights now.
Okay.
You know, he just
sorry, I just want to follow this to see where it goes.
Don't worry. You said that already.
I know. That's all right.
Is he Little Giants? Is that who he's with?
Yes.
He's with the Giants.
Yeah. He was in Slapshot.
Yeah.
Recall.
Give Johnny the puck. Who's John? I'm Johnny. Oh, that's.
And quickly, I just want to ask. You sent me a video of two HL players, this kid Bauer and was it Gallant? I think he was fighting.
Yeah, because I said the names of Ed, and he's looking at me like, maybe he just pronounced those wrong because I don't recognize any of them.
No, the AHL player, which is the main, basically, minor league feeder system for the NHL, American Hockey League. But my question is to you. The fight lasted over. It was just one of the. They just let these two go at it. Apparently, he's a brawler. I looked up a bunch of his fights. Fights with everybody. So not afraid of anybody. What's your impression as not being a hockey fan watching that? As part of, if you compare it to the other three majors, this is unique to that sport. What do you think of that? Because the subtitle of that, what you sent me was, "This is why makes hockey special."
Well, I think somebody that's not routinely watching it, first you get the shock and awe, like a car crash in NASCAR. Because, like, the people that aren't fans of it, that's, and I'm sure the people that are fans of it want to see that stuff too, but, like, that's what brings you in. That's why we get people rubbernecking down the road. They see something, it's like, oh, I got to check this out. Yeah. I feel like you get the shock and awe of it. Because even myself, the first time I saw a hockey fight, I'm like, what are they doing? They're all going to get in trouble. It's like, what's going on here? You're not allowed to do this. And this fight, apparently, they were just throwing haymaker after haymaker. It was like watching two Mexican boxers go at it.
Yeah.
And here, we're just going to keep throwing punches at each other and see who's standing at the end. Yeah,
that's what he does. That's what they do. I just want to, you think it's good for the sport, like policing themselves?
I do.
I think it's unique to the sport. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should be in any other sport because you're adopting something that you're unaccustomed to. Yeah. Hockey, I think if you get into hockey and try to take it away from the sport, you're doing it as much of a disservice as you are if you start putting in other sports.
Yeah, I can't imagine other sports, really.
Is it also easier to separate them because of being on the ice and being on skates? Is that something that...
Because they slide?
Well, I'm saying everybody would, but I think it would be like grabbing somebody who's stronger than you and trying to separate them.
Yeah.
Like, you can get leverage or at least knock somebody away on the ice, I think.
Also in hockey, what I've seen, and I'm sure it's not 100%, but there seem to be times where they know when the fight ends on their own. Like, okay, I got you down, bang, bang.
Yeah,
okay,
they do.
And they skate away.
Mm-hmm.
There's no diving on top of you and just
slamming
taking it too far.
The ice,
I've never seen that. I'm not saying it never happened before, but I've never seen
it. It's funny. Fights are less dangerous than boarding. Because guys get really seriously hurt.
Because you're not expecting it. You're blindsided.
Yeah, your head's being smashed into the boards at a high speed. I mean, these guys are flying on those skates. So you get somebody 220 pounds on skates coming at you from, you know, 30 yards away and just like crashes your head into the boards. You can get seriously injured. Fights, you don't see that.
I've said before, I think they're the most underrated athletes in the world. To generate that kind of power and grace at the same time.
I think they're skaters with sticks.
I'm going as fast as I can, and then I'm going to stop and turn on a dime.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the leg muscles and the core that requires.
About, even just what we're talking about here, forget about what they do with the puck and the athleticism. Could you imagine going out in the hallway right now, just put on roller skates and try to have a fight?
Mm.
Think about it.
Mm.
One swing, you'd be on the floor.
No, we didn't say sneakers. So it. Thanks a lot, Ed. 410-583-1057 is the number. We're giving out shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
All right, so we've got a couple of stories here. I'm going to play you sound of a Guinness World Record being broken. And according to Joe, we're going to play it in its entirety, I believe. So you guys, I'm not going to tell you what record it is, even though Ed guessed it on his first guess, which is crazy.
Just a conversation.
We're going to talk about assisted suicide, as the guy that created the assisted suicide clinic dies of assisted suicide. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this as well.
That's odd.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. And an armed and dangerous guy, an inmate, he orders an Uber to flee from Georgia authorities. I'll tell you how it went when we come back in the World of Stupid. All right. And Joe, do you want to start off with the world record? Are we good to do that? Yeah, you know, it's the World of Stupid, so a Guinness Book of World Record. We have a new record.
Is someone I guessed?
Yeah, I'll let you guys listen to the sound.
Is that something I can challenge him in?
I don't know if you can go 40 seconds, buddy. Ed, what are they talking about?
No pares.
He said, did you see that receiver in Louisville?
40 seconds.
He kept telling him, don't stop. He was coaching him.
It was a 40-second fat. Are you kidding me? By the way, it was a good guess, Ed. How did you know?
I don't.
That was obvious.
No. He walks. Go ahead.
No, what?
When you walked in.
I walked in and said, hey, I'm going to play the sound from a Guinness World Record that's been broken. And Ed goes, what is it, the world's longest fart? And I went, huh?
Oh, so you didn't hear it?
No. No.
But I know him. What else is it going to be?
It's kind of interesting. All right. I did want to talk about this. I find this stuff interesting. Founder of assisted suicide clinic, Dignitas, dies of assisted.
Dignities?
Is that what it is? Is that his name?
What is
it? What's the name of the company? Dignitas.
No.
Dignitas?
No.
Dignitas?
I don't know.
He's gone.
Dignitas.
That's what I said.
Is that like Latin for dignity?
The founder of the Swiss Right to Die Why organization, be? Dignitas, has died by assisted suicide. Ludwig Minelli, 92.
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
Days before his 93rd birthday. Now, here's a question I have, because how do you guys feel about assisted suicide?
100% support it.
Should be your decision.
Now, what about somebody in a situation like myself, where there is a mental illness that goes involved with it, where now I feel totally different? Should it be for people that have end-of-life stuff? Because I've literally watched three of my family members just fade away and die. Mm-hmm. Two of them of starvation, because there's nothing else they can do for them, and you just wither away. And it's like, there has to be something better than this. Mm-hmm. So I'm for it, but I also think
an afterlife? Are you talking about that?
What?
Something better than this, or a better end to this.
Better way to die, instead of just sitting there and just withering away. Like,
I agree.
Can't speak. Like, are you? They're not eating. So what do you do? You're just waiting for them to die.
Yeah.
And I think that's.
I think you do it the way you do it with people who want to, you know, transition and stuff. You have to go through psychological examinations for X amount of time. But the problem, you know, just a lot of these people who want to do this are terminally ill anyway. So you don't have a lot of time. So I think it should be an evaluation. You know, someone you know has got some kind of stage 4 cancer, something that's going to take your life and there's no turning back and you want to go.
Yeah, one of the saddest things I've seen, at least personally, was my uncle who was going through, God, I mean, he had everything. He was going through dialysis along with Crohn's, and this medicine that he took caused these problems, and then he took a medicine to offset that caused a new problem. Like, it was just hell that he was paying his last 3 years. And
I just went through this. I'm not going to mention his name. My best buddy in New York just passed away. He's been very sick for a long time. Rob's met him and stuff. It's my guy, and he got very sick from 9/11. He's been sick for years. And at the funeral, his wife was grabbing me. She's like, they said, this is it. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm not taking my medicine anymore. Well, I just want to go. I'm ready. That's what he did. So it's the same thing.
That's what happened with my uncle. He told my aunt, he says, I just don't want to do this anymore. You got to let me go. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's just a terrible thing to try to go through.
Yeah.
But, you know, it kind of reminded me, too, talking about him dying. Do you know the story of the Brazen Bull? The Brazen Bull was a torture method that they would use to kill people back in, what do you want to say? I don't want to say medieval times or even before that. The first victim of the Brazen Bull was the guy that invented it. Because as he was explaining it, he got kicked right into it and they turned it on and watched him die. Like, he created this company where you had assisted suicide and then eventually said, you know what? I'm going out on my own terms and this is what I'm doing.
Let me in? Yeah.
Yeah. This last story here, this is great. How does this even happen, by the way? Armed and dangerous, runaway inmate orders Uber to flee from Georgia authorities. This inmate considered armed and dangerous, Timothy Shane, 52, was taken to Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta around 8 p.m. on Sunday for a medical evaluation after attempting suicide in prison. In the early hours of Monday morning, Shane escaped on foot, stole an SUV and a handgun, then got into a crash, ditched the vehicle, cops said. An investigation uncovered that the fugitive then requested an Uber to drop him off at a residence in South Rockdale. I guess on the other guy's phone, he must have used his Uber. Hey, you better act accordingly, because if I lose my star rating, I'm going to kick your ass. But this guy, like, in the midst of trying to escape, the best idea I have is to order an Uber. Would you pull up and a guy's in an orange jumpsuit? Hey, are you Shane? Yeah. Come on. We see the dumbest things happen, not only in the South, but like with these fugitives that are getting out and getting away. Like the dude from New Orleans, he was gone for what? Like 3 or 4 months?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So again, Shane's 5'9" tall, has a buzzed haircut, and was last seen in photos provided by authorities wearing a red hooded sweatshirt. Red hooded sweatshirt. Dip, dip, dip. You know, anyway. I'm not going to go through all this.
What is that?
That's Adam Sandler's song on Saturday Night Live. The convict has a history of fleeing and felony drug and weapon charges.
Forgive us for not knowing that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. How do you guys not know that? He has not been caught yet, by the way. He's still considered armed and dangerous. He could be coming to
an dangerous
Uber near you. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. With as bad as the Ravens have played, should they be 6-point favorites over the Steelers? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Have a wonderful day, too. Have you seen the Steelers play?
Yes. Steelers are worse.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ravens are home.
Just when you think you have it bad, you play the Steelers. They're bad, too. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 8:30. I don't know which direction I want to go in shovels. I got two of them I want to give. You got a little bit of time to figure that out because I got a couple of shovels. But on the other side, whoever wins Sunday game has a 70% chance to win a division, while the loser falls into a 20% range. No excuses for the Ravens to come out ready to play, right? This is game time. Ravens Steelers week, in case you didn't know. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan.
Are you surprised that this song was all right back in the what? Was it late 60s or early 70s? I don't know a date on this one. I can't timeline this one. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah?
Ahead of his time a little bit.
James Brown did a little bit of everything, though.
Ahead of his time, man.
Well, he was so cool.
He was a bad man.
Now, Bobby, whatever I say, you got to make it funky.
Think about that, man. He made that a line.
Oh. He's so good.
You knew it was.
Nobody could do it like him.
No, sir. No, sir. Whoever wins this game between the Ravens and the Steelers on Sunday has a 70% chance of winning the division. The loser falls into the 20% range. So is this officially added this time? Must win?
Yes. This is the most playoff significant game in the NFL so far this season, because it truly does basically determine who wins this division. And you're not going to the playoffs in this division as a wild card. So you got to win. You absolutely have to win this game.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah. Look, this the problem I have with just calling it a must-win. It is. You need to win it. The numbers aren't wrong in what they're spitting out and telling you a 70% chance, or it drops to a 22% chance if you lose to make the playoffs. The numbers aren't wrong, but I know what my eyes have told me, that Steelers aren't running the table the rest of the way. They're going to lose some games along the way. Yeah. I don't call it must-win, but yeah.
But I don't want to have to rely on them to back into the playoffs.
Who puts these percentages together? Is that Vegas too?
No, I just think it's math. It's like these analytical guys throwing it together. Like,
because I think if the analytical guys are saying 20%, they're saying the team that loses this game is horrible because the team that wins the game is bad. So chances are they're not going to run the table either.
I mean, it's fair. I don't know that if that's necessarily included in what the math is of just talking about percentages. Mm-hmm. But the reason I'm saying the math, it adds up. I can't argue that. But I also look at these teams knowing that I think the Steelers lose a couple of games down the stretch.
Yeah, I'm assuming they come up with this through algorithm drink. I'm assuming they use an algorithm where they put in, like...
First time I get to do it.
I know. You know, the strength of schedule of the opponents, you know, versus who Steelers got a tougher schedule than the Ravens, for sure. The strength of schedule, how many times you're playing at home.
So if the Steelers have a tougher schedule down the stretch, Ed, then how do they know already that it's 20%? Because the Steelers' chances should be less than the Ravens.
Because I think if the Ravens lose, well, I don't know, it is less than
the Steelers could be favored at home against the Ravens, technically, if you're looking at it. Like, if we're looking at a 5.5-point spread, and you move it to a neutral field, here we are, move it to their field, and then all of a sudden they're a half-point favorite. I think that's why, because they have the extra home game.
Yeah, because the Ravens still have to face the Packers and the Patriots.
Who are good teams.
They're good teams, and they just lost to a terrible team.
Fortunately, they get one of those teams at home.
Yeah.
And I don't think finishing out the season.
Maybe the Patriots at home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finishing out the season on the road with the Packers and the Steelers is not the thing that I wanted to do.
No.
If they miss the playoffs, is Harbaugh back?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they miss the playoffs this year and next year, Harbaugh's gone.
I think if they miss the playoffs this year, that's when you cut the ties and you move on.
You would think. I agree with you, but do you think they will? Are we talking should?
I asked you guys. I didn't say I was answering this question. I don't think they will.
Exactly. I don't. I mean, I think they should, but they won't. It is hot. Is it hot, dear?
Comfortable today.
Really? It's hot.
Are you trying to get us to take off all our clothes?
Huh? You got a hoodie on. I mean, usually a hoodie's good for the studio, because it's freezing. Like, was it yesterday? Was it 26 degrees in here?
Big hoodie guy.
I am.
But this one's pretty special.
Well, especially now that we're on camera.
Yeah, everybody can see.
You take your ID card off so people could actually read it.
You don't have to take it off. Just put it over your shoulder.
You don't tell me what to do.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm
uppity.
I ain't saying that.
You don't get to tell me
I feel like the one character in Coming to America at the barbershop. He ain't lying.
410-583-1057 is the number. All right, Ed, we both agree that if they don't make the playoffs this year, Harbaugh keeps his job. Mm-hmm. But why do you think he keeps his job? Why?
Because of Bashotti's track record. He's said numerous times, I mean, he's by word and deed. I've seen him actually say that he believes in continuity. And he did the same thing at his, you know, his company where he made his fortune. He believes in continuity. He's loyal to his employees if they're good, and he doesn't like change in organizations. That's the biggest reason. And I mean, Harbaugh's been successful. Being, you know, people can say what they want. Ravens are good pretty much every year. I mean, they haven't been to the Super Bowl in 12 years. But still, how many teams are this consistently good? Not many.
He's had the best roster in football for three years.
Can I tell you guys John Harbaugh's brilliance?
What?
Imagine where he'd be right now if he would have agreed at the beginning of the year that this was Super Bowl or bust. And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not Super Bowl or bust. I don't like that. It's not Super Bowl or bust. Imagine if he would have said, yes, it's Super Bowl or bust.
But he can't say that because then he puts himself in a corner.
But there are coaches who have said that. There are people who have said that in the past.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to win a championship. We know what our jobs are. It's to win a championship. And he backpedaled from that and backpedaled from that. And now here we are. So I think, I don't know whether it was deliberate or intentional, but it looks brilliant.
Smart.
Yeah. Because now he didn't put baby in the corner,
right.
Jeremy.
Yeah, you don't do that. Nobody does that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We don't give our predictions until Friday, but Ed, do you think this is the game that the Ravens win?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not going to ask you score.
Yeah, home game that you have to win. They have to get right. I just can't imagine. And, you know, think about this too. Like, you've mentioned it twice, Jeremy, or at least. If Likely didn't have a brain fart and that ridiculous call on Zay that was not offensive pass interference, I mean, if those two things go the other way, we have a whole different conversation.
It is. So that's why I'm wondering, like, how bad it actually is. When you see somebody like Dan Orlovsky who's breaking down the film and going, yeah, this. I'm not saying the games were good. And he's
definitely.
No,
they weren't good. Lamar didn't look good.
But it is amazing that the result is what drives you to however, you know, you're going to feel. Like, the result is, it means the most to me of getting to the win. So, like, if we didn't get to the win, oh, it's because this happened. It's because he didn't have a touchdown pass. It's because he was, you know, throwing incompletes or turning the ball over. The turnovers became a bigger problem. And I saw somebody earlier saying, what are you guys talking about with the defense? They gave up so many points to Cincinnati. Yeah, late. Like, the defense was out there the entire game.
Yeah, 40 minutes.
The ball back.
Yeah. Man. They have 40 minutes time of possession. Of course they were out there a long time.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. This is a game that I'm concerned with. Again, I don't know how healthy our quarterback is. Steelers coming off that edge. I don't know what kind of pressure they can put on them. I'm concerned about this game, Jeremy. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, you have to be concerned because of the importance of it. You know,
just lost to the Bengals.
Yeah.
Of course you're concerned.
I hate the fact that this is the game. This is the spot, right? Like, you're getting to this spot because of what happened against Cincinnati. It makes you question everything about this team.
Yes, it does.
You've had extra time to get ready. The advantage is in your favor.
That's why I'm concerned. I don't know who this team is. Do we agree that at 6-6 right now, this team could totally tank it for the rest of the year? And I don't mean intentional, but things could have unraveled. Quickly.
Sunday. You'll see
that
Sunday.
Yeah.
That was with Thursday night?
Thursday, I mean. Things could have completely unraveled.
Yeah. I mean, the Thanksgiving game was just awful. Everything was in their favor and they blew it. Home field, short week, inferior opponent, everything. And, you know, now if you lose to the Steelers back to back, I mean, you know, the Bengals Steelers, it's going to set them in a bad spot. I mean, they're going to be below 500 again. You still got two good teams on the horizon. You're facing the Steelers and the Bengals again. You face the Bengals next week. You just lost them. Now you're going to Cincinnati. It's like, it's, you know, this could be a backbreaker if they lose this game. They have to win this.
Northern Kentucky.
We'll take a look at the college football playoff rankings at 8:15. But on the other side, we know Steelers for their defense, am I right? The steel curtain of the 70s, and they've just been a good defensive team. Is this the weakest defense, the Steelers' defense, that the Ravens have faced in quite some years? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.